daycare workers fired for scaring children while wearing Halloween masks. And we have audio. Do we want to go right to the audio or want to just, I guess we know enough, right?
Right.
I think it's Georgia. Is it Georgia?
I don't recall.
It was a southern state, but I don't recall exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say North Carolina, Georgia, Florida.
That's where a lot of the news comes from sometimes.
Most dumbass news come from Florida, really.
Florida.
Yeah, they should pay us.
Yeah, I think it's Georgia for some reason. I'm
just
thinking Georgia.
Good. Yeah, it works for me.
And it was two workers. They put these masks on. And
the scream masks.
Yeah.
They freaked these
scream
kids
masks?
Out
yeah.
and they're chasing the kids around.
Yeah, there was
what
a lot
are they thinking?
There was a lot of dirty diapers that day, I tell you that much.
Seriously.
Those kids were empty. We're talking cookie time, they're probably nap time like that.
Oh, but wait until you hear the kids screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mississippi, by the way.
Oh, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. I can spell that.
Thank you for looking at it.
That is shocking.
Oh, wait, sorry, that's a jock meeting, sorry.
That is awful.
It's one of our jock meetings, sorry.
That's 10 seconds. It goes on for 2.5 minutes, the video.
Yeah, she was chasing the kid around. Stuff.
Chasing, yeah, screaming 2 inches from their face with the mask on.
The kid looked like the scream mask.
It was real bad.
No, I've scared, like, nieces.
Yeah.
But you go, rah!
Yeah.
And they go,
yeah.
Ah!
Right.
And then you laugh. It's over.
Right. I mean,
yeah. Right. Yeah,
like,
no.
that is very different. And then to, like, calculate the whole thing, get the mask. I mean, how much time went into getting the mask and thinking about it?
Right.
And recording it.
No, that was amazing. Yeah, that was the most amazing part. Like, you know, here's a good idea.
I always question that move.
Did they record it or was it
they
one
recorded
of those cameras?
One of the other people recorded it. Yeah, I guess one of the other daycare workers recorded it.
Yeah, because they're going room to room
right.
and they're coming into, like, there's two classrooms and they're separated by a door. And they come into the other one where they're not being terrorized. And you can see the kids are already, like, hiding behind, like, the bookcase. They're like, we know something bad's going on in there.
Keyword, Mississippi.
And then they're like, get ready. Make sure you're being good. It's awful.
Yeah, I think they were asking the kids, are you being bad? Have you been bad or something like that? And the kids like, you know. A questionnaire, really, now? Are you from the census? And the kids, like, running away,
They are
the same way with the census people.
It's not funny, but these kids are just.
I just feel so bad for the babies.
Oh, yeah. No, those kids were empty at the end, man.
I would be so angry.
I'd be like, what's that smell in this room? So it smells weird.
You know, we should do almost like a split screen of like Stephanie Simone with her kids listening to that
Cocoa melon thing, right?
And then
Tranquil.
And then off to like at the same time.
Meanwhile, in Mississippi.
Meanwhile, in Mississippi.
Right.
They can all come to my house. Just come to Connecticut. We'll take care of you.
You may want to wash them down first. What the hell was that?
Thank you. I missed it. Thank you.
In Connecticut.
Would you combine
it too? Stephanie Simone, yeah. Roger Susanna's house. And now, in Mississippi. So. Wow.
Yeah.
No, you know what you do? You put them together. Can you put them together?
Like a mix?
Yeah. Cocoa mental.
I can't listen to the scream.
They've heard it.
Yep.
That's awful.
When kids are tired of Cocoa Melon.
That's what I was going to say. When you Cocoa Melon them one too many times.
It's time to move on. Cocomelon.
See, Stephanie's like, why did I come in here?
Why did I say yes? Why did I say yes? I got a brother for this
I didn't think I'd be laughing at kids screaming, but I'm laughing at kids screaming.
Don't get the camera.
Not
get the camera.
No one ever had a horrible babysitter? Anybody have a horrible... Alyssa?
I wish my parents had
a horrible babysitter.
I never had a horrible babysitter, but I did work at a daycare, and...
Whoa.
We would...
Like, that's something that we would do.
Oh, no, you can't say that.
And that's why she does not work with children anymore.
It was really hard.
We just put a shot collar in the cookie jar.
I knew that somewhere out there was someone listening saying, yeah, so?
It's just like
little
every
did
day.
I know, it was one room away.
It gets so boring watching those kids
it
all the
does,
time.
It does, and they're bad sometimes. There's so many of them. We did a lot of crazy things. Like, we didn't do that.
When you
that.
Say crazy, you mean bad things?
More like hide, not seek?
I just remember if they were going crazy, we would like spray a spray bottle up in the air like we were at a rave and like dance all over. I would knock tables down. It was like...
What?
Shh, we don't...
Now, when you say knock tables down, you were knocking them down as you were dancing, or you're flipping them over in rage?
I have like a video. I'm dancing over tables, and the kids are like cracking up, but I'm like going
crazy. That's different. That's fun.
Never take knowledge.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, as long as it's like a party atmosphere.
Always. I was never mean.
Like an angry tone.
No, I was never mean.
Scaring you.
Torture and fear.
I have too big of a conscience.
Then just wash my car.
That's right, kids. A little hard at work.
Yeah, that's
tunnel's not gonna clean itself.
Life skills.
That's right. Whistle while you walk down.
A New York City man has been charged with smuggling three Burmese pythons.
Oh my God! So are these pythons? No, these are mythons.
Right. They're panthons.
Happened at the U.S.-Canadian border crossing.
I see movement down there, sir. Sorry.
Is that a python? You're just happy to see me?
Yes.
Depends.
I'm wearing them.
How do you get them to stop moving?
Moving?
I don't want to know what he's doing.
I'm guessing you buy a couple of drinks first.
It just looks very active down there.
Yeah, you make it drink way too much, and it's worth nothing.
They like to climb in the holes.
Right. He's clenching.
That, and also definitely feed them first.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that a mouse?
Right.
Ooh. Yeah, you don't want any little rodent-looking item.
Right. If all of a sudden your eyes cross, like, oh, moon, river. Something's going on down there.
Oh, that's right. Oh, there's a lot of bad in this.
Yeah, there is, but maybe a little bit of good, too.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You haven't had any action for a while. Snake in the pants.
What if it's, like, strangled? They strangle things and kill it, right?
Do pythons do that? Or is that constrictors and whatnot? And
I thought all snakes do that.
Do they?
They will wrap themselves around you and crush it and suffocate you.
Well, that sucks.
Wow, so if it thinks your junk is a mouse or something.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right, also goes to swallow it.
Like this.
Yep.
No, bugger. Wow, three of them in his pants.
What is that? Okay, wow.
He crossed into northern New York in July 15th. Apparently, this is regulated.
Oh.
By an international treaty and by federal regulations.
Why, how many can put in your pants, sir?
Listing them as injurious to human beings.
Right. Yeah. So, you know what? Let me stuff this in my Levi's.
The dude lives in Queens.
He almost became one.
He was arraigned Tuesday on federal charges. He was released pending blah, blah, blah.
Right.
An email seeking comment was sent to his lawyer. No comment back. Charge carries a potential for a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a fine as high as $250,000.
You'll see a lot of snakes in prison. There's a Burmese. There's an Irish.
Snakes and rats.
Right? Look, there's a Mexican. That's gross.
Wow, it doesn't seem
how
like
he
it's
had
worth
them?
The trouble.
Were they in, like, bags or
how
something like that?
How much money could you possibly get for one snake?
I don't know.
It's definitely one of those things.
Not worth the risk.
Enough to put three in your pants, apparently.
That's nuts.
Well, no, it's further down. No.
Nuts for nuts.
No, you look in the wrong area.
You can't wear shorts.
No, you can't, no. No, you can't. Cargo pants, maybe.
You got to tie your pant legs.
You do. All of a sudden, my snake is loose.
I feel like
I just poke it off one of your pants.
I picked shirt before I picked pants. That's
Just holes.
All of a sudden, it's like peeking out of the top of your pants. Like, oh, sorry.
Wouldn't they bite stuff? And
I would think.
They do. They bite.
I would just think.
They're moving or...
I don't know.
That slithering.
I don't know. I think I would go legs because I'd rather him wrap around my calf than like...
Oh.
My lungs.
Yeah, that's true.
He's gonna wrap around me. I kind of need to breathe.
You could cut it off. Yeah, maybe he sedated them.
I would think he definitely did. Apparently, he took him out drinking for a night. At the end of the night, they couldn't perform.
I'd be sweating so hard.
Yeah, just like bleh. So wouldn't it, whiskey snake?
Wouldn't it be easier? And now I would never do this, so I don't want the emails. But wouldn't it be easier to like put them in a box and overnight it?
Right.
Like they would live for a night. Like you feed them, put them in the box, immediately mail it out.
In it.
Well, don't forget they're cold blooded, so you need to put some kind of a heating device in there, and that is absolutely getting detected immediately.
Oh, this is so stupid.
So smart.
I just looked up how much a Burmese python costs. Pet store is between $65 and $80.
Well, that's for the tiny ones before they get real big. We don't know. Did they say the size of these that he got caught with?
I'm sure they weren't full
grown. They can't be.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't want to wait. They just want the cool pet.
You went through all that trouble for what? 3 times 80 at the most.
What's 3 times 80?
$240.
Thank you.
Right. That's dumb. You're going to face 20 years? I thought it was like $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 each. I'm like, all right, worth a shot. $80? Moron.
So 6,000 each, you would take the risk.
I'd consider
$18,000, you would consider putting three snakes in your pants.
I'd make sure they're sedated, yes.
What, a walk across this little border here? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it for $50,000. I wouldn't.
Well, it's better than $80 a pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's dumb.
That's just plain stupid.
That's like putting salt and ice on your skin for nothing.
Right, or throwing some off a roof because it would wise ass. For example. Testing out the curb outside from three stories up.
How much money would it take, AJ, for us to put three snakes in your pants for 15 minutes? That should be next week's Stunt
15 minutes.
I put a lizard in my pants already. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Snakes are a different animal.
Yes, I know. What kind of snakes?
Pet store snakes.
Yeah.
Easily found to this area.
No teeth.
No teeth.
No teeth.
No teeth. No strangle people stuff like, you know, like the kinds of eat mice and like, they all eat mice. Yeah. No, not all. Garter snakes don't.
Okay.
How do you think they survive?
I don't know. They eat like bugs. Why does his voice go up that high?
I just don't understand the logic.
Well, it depends.
Three snakes.
What kind of snakes? If they're non-poisonous, they will strangle me. Snakes. How much? Is it for the toy drive?
I don't know. Not really. How do we raise money for that?
Okay.
We'll raise money for. Oh, like we each pledge whatever.
Well, he's asking how much would it cost?
For the toy drive
to do
for
this.
Example. Huh. Yeah, if I'm going to do it, it's going to be for something. You know,
400 okay. something.
Let's just say we're going to raise money for the toy drive.
Right.
You'll put them in your pants. Three snakes for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll do that?
Yeah. I mean, if they're not going to bite me or anything,
any chance that you might pop your hernia?
I don't think so.
I will throw up.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they sewed it and they put the mesh over it, so I would imagine we're good.
Hmm.
So I'm not allowed to lift anything heavy until beginning of November.
November.
Yeah. I have a belt. So I can, tighten my belt so they can't, get any further up.
I think we have to tie right around your knees so they can't get out.
Right.
And then put your belt down tight.
Right. Maybe we should, go thigh high. put two tourniquets or something like that.
I'm going to throw up.
I think you should just get the MC Hammer pants.
Oh, the harem pants.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the old gym workout puffy pants.
Right.
Right.
Zubaz.
Yep, that was it. I remember the name. Jesus.
So Monday.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.